message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Understanding the way of thanksgiving, part 2. Thanksgiving is an essential for every believer. Thanksgiving shows that you are not a forgetful person. Psalms 103, verse 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. That's thanksgiving. I'll be saying a lot of things in this second service which I did not say in the first service, but I'll be very fast because of time. Now, listen to this. Thanksgiving is not a matter of convenience, it's a matter of choice. Thanksgiving is not about being convenient, it's about your choice. Psalms 34 verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He did not say, I will bless the Lord when I have money. He did not say, I will bless the Lord when my children are doing well in school. He did not say, I will bless the Lord only when my husband gets a shop for me. He did not say, I will bless the Lord only when I buy a car. Or I will bless the Lord when I get a visa. I will bless the Lord at all times. That's thanksgiving. Why are we thanking God? In the first service, I gave us 4 major reasons why we are thanking God. Number one, I said it is good to thank God. Psalms 106 and verse 1. Psalm 107 and verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good. And his mercy endureth forever. Number two reason why we are to thank God is for his daily benefits. Psalm 68 and verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits. Number three reason why we are to thank God is for preservation. And you can hear that so massively in our church. God said, move from there. And as she moved, a car that he break. I mean, this God is an awesome God. The car that the break had failed went straight to the point where she is. That point where they will hurt you, you will move from there. If it remains 1 minute for you to be disgraced, you will move from that spot. Say a louder amen. Number three. Also, before I go to number four, that young man said he felt something in his ears. And he put a cutting board there. The thing did not stop. So he laid down and put his ears like this. And an insect came out of that ear without surgery. There are some people they have to do surgery to bring it out. That's preservation. Some people go deaf because of that. Number four reason why we are thanking God is to give him the glory due to him. He owns the glory. He deserves the glory. And we are giving him thanks because he is the owner of the glory. We must never take his glory. We must never share his glory. We must never pocket his glory. He is the doer. There's not one thing that was done here that is the testimony that I'm directly involved. It is the direct hand of God, the direct mercy of God, the direct goodness of God. What a mighty God we serve. In this second service, I'll be giving us another 4 major reasons why we are to thank God. Number 5 reason why we are thanking God is for his doings in our life. Psalm 118 verse 23. Psalm 118 verse 23. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. this progress in your life is the Lord's doing. This contract that you are receiving is the Lord's doing. This promotion in your place of work is the Lord's doing. This healing of your child is the Lord's doing. This sickness that you were sick and you came out alive is the Lord's doing. It's the Lord's doing. That's why we are thanking God. Number six, reason why we are thanking God is because thanksgiving is the will of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. Cast not away therefore thy confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience. After that you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. 1 Thessalonians also, verse 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is the will of God. So thanksgiving is the will of God. May you and I receive new grace to do the will of God. I say, may you and I receive new grace to do the will of God. May you and I receive new grace to do the will of God. I didn't hear a loud amen from you. Why are we thanking God? It is the will of God. It is His will to thank. That's why everybody that thanks God, they just move into God's will. They just move into God's will. Number seven reason why we are thanking God is because thanksgiving makes you obtain, retain, and sustain God's blessing. Thanksgiving makes you obtain, retain, and sustain God's blessings. If your desire is to sustain the blessing of God upon your life, if your desire is to keep the blessing of the Lord flowing in your life, thanksgiving is a prerequisite. Someone say prerequisite. I pray for somebody here today, the grace to be an addicted thanksgiver. The Lord is giving it to you in the name of Jesus. I say the Lord is giving it to you in the name of Jesus. With thanksgiving, you obtain. With thanksgiving, you retain. With thanksgiving, you sustain. The reason why many lose their blessing is because the blessing is not cocooned in thanksgiving. The blessing is not sandwiched in thanksgiving. When you receive it, you thank God. After you have received it, you thank God. Nobody here will lose their blessing. Nobody here will lose their testimony. That thing you are thankful for will not become history in your life. I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your amen. The first service, I dwelt extensively on the fourth point for the non-availability of time. In this second service, beloved, I'll be dwelling a lot more on the eighth point, why we are thanking God. Number eight is to exhibit our humility and our dependency on God. We thank God to show Him that we know that we are human. We thank God because we want to show Him that we are not proud in His presence. And that was the lifestyle of David. In 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 14 particularly, 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 14 particularly, the Bible says David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was gathered with a linen ephod. He danced with all. He did not dance psychedelic dance. He did not dance dance of small. He danced with all his might. He went up and went down. There's a song that
Panda, 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 panda.
That's the kind of way David was. He danced, he went up, he went down, he jumped up. He was to the extent that his wife, who was supposed to be dancing along, peeped from the window and said, a whole big man like this. How can a big man be dancing so shamelessly? 2 Samuel 6 verse 20. How can a big man be dancing like this? Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet him, to meet David, and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servant, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovered himself. That is, you dance in a way that brought shame to your kingdom. You dance in a way that brought shame to your status. Don't you know who you are? I love David so much. He didn't need to go to his house to bring the reply. He gave it to her on the spot. I'm not dancing to your father. Neither am I dancing to your father's father. Father's 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 father. I am dancing to the Almighty God, who placed me on this throne instead of your father. Your thanksgiving shows the state of your heart. If you cannot thank, you cannot dance before God, you are like a dunce before God. Thanksgiving shows you are humble. One day, one king called King Herod in Acts chapter 12, verse 21 to 23, he was making oration, he was talking, people were hailing him. They were hailing him. Abao, Abao. He sat up and he sat upon a day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration. He was just talking, you know. Everybody was hailing him. And people began to shout. They were hailing. Please, don't let people hail you into the grave. Don't let people praise you till they praise you till they give you God's glory and you take it and you wear it like clothes. And the people gave a shout saying, it is the voice of God. It's not the voice of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten by worms. And he gave up the ghost. He was eaten by worms. And do you know the shocking part of this story? Life went on. Even the fact, the church, if you go to verse 24, the church grew after that. Acts 12, verse 24. Don't allow anybody to over-celebrate you to the extent that they now give you the glory that is not yours. Verse 24. I've already passed this for a long time. But the word of the Lord grew and multiplied. Everything began to work out better. Our being here on earth is a privilege by God. We must never take His glory. We must never share His glory. We must never take that glory because it does not belong to us. It belongs to Him. I pray for somebody here today. That glory that belongs to God, may you never ever keep it in your designer purse in Jesus' name. May you never put it in your purse or your wallet in Jesus' name. May you not hide the glory of God in your back pocket in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen. I want to show us the kinds of things that can insult God on the matter of thanksgiving. The following things must be avoided because they bring insults to our Creator. Number one is to refuse to acknowledge the hand of God. That is to say, my beauty got me here. I'm very handsome. That's what brought me here. I went to very good school. That's what brought me here. My father is very wealthy. That's what brought me here. That's an insult on God. Many went to the same school, yet they are nowhere to be found. Many have richer parents than you, yet they could not make anything out of their children. We must never refuse to acknowledge God. When they say, you are looking good, don't say, it's the latest cream I just bought from Dubai. Dubai. You tell them it's God. It's God. It's the grace of God. Your house looks so fine, so nice. Oh, I went to shopping, especially in Lagos, to furnish this house. Really? You mean for real? You went to Lagos to furnish it? This is your car. You have been using it, and this thing is looking so good and so strong. And you say, I use the best engine oil, Total Oil, the best engine oil. And I change the oil filter every 30 days. That's why now. It's a very strong car. And it's a Mercedes-Benz product, so you should understand. You have just pocketed, you have just insulted God. Number two way to insult God, which we must avoid, is to belittle the hand of God. To belittle the hand of blessing of God in our lives. To belittle the hand of God and to belittle his blessing upon us. This is as a result of pride. It is pride to belittle God's blessing. What's special? What is special that God has done for me this year? And I can't even see what God has done. I'm even looking up and I'm looking everywhere. Can you see anything new in my life? By doing that, we are belittling God's grace upon our lives. Let me give you an example. If for any reason you went to the hospital this year and you came out, do you know some people were in that hospital and they were there before you got there? You left them there and they are still there. Abba. And let me shock you, they are probably holier than you. Yeah. We are benefactors of God's mercy. The issue of being pride, one of the greatest pain in God's heart is to see pride in the heart of people that is helping. Haven't you seen people that you are the one paying their salary here? They are very proud. They work in your organization or they benefit from you, yet they are very, very proud. How can we be proud to the person who is giving us breath, journey mercies, preservation? One of my beloved sons is here this morning. I saw him while we were dancing. One day we were traveling together. I was on a long fast. And so as I was, he was driving, I was sitting beside and I was praying from Ilorin here. And we almost got to Oyo. And it was as if I just dozed off a little bit. And then before I knew it, I just opened my eyes like this and I saw that the car was under a trailer, a big trailer. He slept off on the steering. And I was in front there. I was in my Bible and I was praying and I just relaxed a little bit. But my eyes was closed. I wasn't really sleeping, but he just dozed off and just slept off. And he slept off. His leg was an accelerator, yet he slept off. If me I dose, it's understandable because I did vigil the day before and I was fasting. He slept off and he pushed me straight inside us. But you know the testimony? We came out unscratched. We came out unscratched. Everything went out well. The trailer people gathered. They wanted to start forming trouble. We are going to do this. We are going to pay for this. But we came out and God helped us. Incidentally, that day, Mama was also traveling that day with another car. So we just called them. They came to that spot or something like that. I can't remember. Yeah. And then came there. No, Pastor Moshebi also was traveling also, you know, that day. And I told him, something happened in so-so place on your way also. And then we connected and we give all the glory to God. That kind of thing, some people would from there, they exit to the other side. You know other side? Do you know other side? They move to the other side like that. Your obituary will not come out. I say your obituary will not come out. Your obituary will not come out. Your obituary will not come out. Say a louder amen. Number C. Insult to God. It is insult to God to bring him a miserable or miserly offering. In Leviticus 22 verse 20. Leviticus 22 verse 20. The Bible says, but whatsoever hath a blemish, that shall ye not offer, for it shall not be acceptable for you. Anything you will bring to me must not be rubbish. It must not be something that has blemish, something that you cannot offer your governor, something that you cannot offer your gate man. You say, God, take this for all you have done for me for 12 months. I just want to take this since you are not, since you are a pauper, you don't really have much, and I want to help you and assist you so that you can remain on your throne. Please manage. God say, if you do that, he say, it cannot be accepted. He say, it's a waste. If you are going to give to me, it must be something that is befitting. It must be something that is within what I know what I bless you with. I know the level of blessing I have commanded for you in the whole year. We must not offer to him. It's better to go and prepare. Say, I'll prepare against next week. I'll prepare against, than to just say, God, you know, I mean, I just want to, just take it. If you don't want to take it, that's your business anyway. Nobody here will drop down to beg in poverty. Nobody here will be worse in 2022 than it was in 2021. Proverbs 4 verse 18, for the path of the just is like a shining light, and shineth more and more until the perfect day. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Well, without wasting our time, let me just give us a few counsel as we go into praise this morning and thanksgiving. Counsel number one is refuse to take the glory of God as your own. Refuse to pocket God's glory. Refuse to hold testimony. Refuse to hide God's blessing in your life.
Ebega, ebega o, eba mi gbe ga o. Ebega, ebega o, eba mi gbe ga o. Oba to ri Epa mi bega, so lo segu mi de. Epa mi bega o, ebega o, epa mi bega o, ebega o, epa mi bega o. Oba toli aye mi pada. Epa mi bega, so lo segu mi de. Epa mi bega.
Refuse to retain his glory. Refuse to pocket his glory. When men throw God's glory at you, hide yourself. Say, become money. Number two counsel is be prepared to dance and to praise him like David did. Be prepared. You know, dance of the leg is a product of the heart. The dance of your leg is a product of your thought pattern. You know, before your leg can be moving, your heart must have been moving to a melody. Today, there's a melody in my heart. Melody in my heart today. Melody in your heart, your hands will be very light to lift it up. Your leg will be very easy to dance, to kneel, to roll on the floor. That's our lifestyle. That's the way we live our life. And God has never ceased to do his wonders because we always return the glory to him. Number three counsel, beloved, prepare a befitting offering to him to express your gratitude. If you don't have it in cash, you can do a transfer. If you don't have something that is enough, you can prepare for another time. But to appear and say, God, just take this in. No. Prepare it and give it to him for the advancement, for the progress of his kingdom. And lastly, let thanksgiving become an addiction for you. Let thanksgiving become, number four, let thanksgiving become an addiction for you. From now on, let your heart be thankful. Let your heart be thankful. And I pray that as you do that, the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're able to do this in 27 minutes. Thank you.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.